Sorry?
Yoko Yatama, I would think to say he has to be Matama. Or Marta Lo Yatama, I tell you no, he does not have to be Matama. Because since he's a Nazir, and the apostles are Nashris Nesla Yavoi, so he does not have to be Matama to his Croatian. Yeah. So that's in here. Yoko Yatama, or Marta Lo Yatama, no, he does not have to be Matama. He should go do the Korban Pesach, go do the Bris Milah, he should not be Matama to his own Croatian. Yoko, I would have thought to say that Kishem Shein Matamali Achoisoi, the same way he's not Matama to his own sister, Kach Einem Matamali Meis Mitzvah. Maybe if a Nozer on the way to do Mitzvah, so wherever he's going, not that he's going to do Mitzvah. But no matter where the Nozer is going, if he finds a Meis Mitzvah in the street, a Meis Mitzvah, the Gemara says, is that you yell out and say, hey, somebody's dead here, and nobody answers you. In other words, there's nobody else to take care of it. If there's nobody else to take care of it, and you're there, it's a mitzvah upon you to take care of it. That's called a meis mitzvah. So now here the nazir, he's a nazir. There's not very firm to be matama or meis. A nazir is not allowed to be matama. And he finds a meis mitzvah. He finds somebody dead in the street. So the first thing he's supposed to do is there a chevra kedisha here? Is there a mishpacha here? Is somebody here to take care of it? That's the first thing. Like, you don't go and touch it. You're a nazir. But lo yitzu, nobody answers you, then you have to take care of it yourself. How do I know? Tamlon, the pasuk says, v'la'achoysoi. You say no, it says la'achoysoi. What does it mean to say? Li'achoysoi hudeinu matama. A nozer only cannot be matama to his own sister. That not. Ava matama l'meis mitzvah. But a nozer is allowed to be matama l'meis mitzvah. For a meis mitzvah is allowed to. And here it's lavdavka a nozer who had been the same thing with the kohen Midashin also. The same thing with kohen also. That a kohen also is allowed to be matama to a meis mitzvah. Rashi says, even though this person is talking about a Nazir, but in extra words we say, even though he's a Nazir and a Kohen, he's both. He's a Kohen and he's a Nazir. And he has upon him two Kedushas. Still, the person is saying, even though he should not be Matama to one of his own Kroivim, but if he finds a Meis Mitzvah there, a Meis Mitzvah is Mutter. So Kitsa, even though he's a Kohen, and even though he's about to do the Avodah, if he sees a Meis Mitzvah, he has to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. Even though by taking care, he becomes Tameh, and he can't do the Avodah. So here we see that taking care of the Meis Mitzvah is more important than bringing Kabbonis. And we know that Kabbonis are Doicha Shabbos. So we have a good Kavu Chayma now. So here, if you have a Shalom, if you find the Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos, it should be Mutter to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. Even though it means you have to be Mechal Shabbos. Like, if you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos, Kher Pshita. But even in the case where you have to be Mechal Shabbos, you have to dig up the ground. You'd be doing a Harisha. You have to make Chaytzah. Even in cases that you have to carry the shovel, you have to do things, but still it should be mutter. We see here that Avodah is more stronger than Shabbos. You could bring Kabbonis on Shabbos. And Meis Mitzvah is more stronger than Avodah, according to a lot of the Matamala Meis Mitzvah. Even though he means he can't do the Avodah, so if so, Avodah, Meis Mitzvah should be stronger than Shabbos. You should be allowed to bury your Meis Mitzvah even on Shabbos. You saw what Mark says now. What? So Mar says, Shabbos. Shenitzchet v'snei avodah. On Shabbos, you're allowed to bring kabbonis. Shabbos is doich, you could be mechal on Shabbos. To bring kabbonis, you can make a shechita on Shabbos on the carbon. You can burn the carbon on Shabbos. If so, enoy din, isn't it a din? A din always means a svara. Isn't like a kal v'chayim, a svara, if you tell me, should take furas, meis mitzvah doich oisa. That if it's a question of burying a meis mitzvah on Shabbos, even though you're going to have to do a malacha, in order to bury him, it should be mutter. I have a good svara to say that you should be able to bury a meis mitzvah on Shabbos. That's what the svara should be. How do I know not like that? Gemara says, or Malay, he answered him back, who was saying this could be a... Rishlokas is saying to Rabbi Yechon. Rishlokas is asking Rabbi Yechon of Kakasho, Luchura, meis mitzvah should be doich Shabbos. So Rabbi Yechon answered back and said, Rabbi Yechon said, or Malay said back and listen, Ritzicha Techiach, I'll bring you proof from the Pasha of Ritzicha. Does Bezdin kill somebody on Shabbos or not? She'deicha es avoidah. Loch is it is deicha an avoidah. But the aim of deicha is a Shabbos. We do not kill somebody on Shabbos. Rashi says, Ritzicha techia. She'deicha es avoidah. The Yechiv, the Pasuk says, Me'in mizdechi tikachen olamus. What does that mean to say? Shimho yekoyin ritzeach. Let's say you have a koyin that killed somebody. And Desmond wants a paskin and to give him a chi of Misa. And you know where the kohen is now. He's up here on the Mizbech doing the Avodah. The Pasuk says, Meyim Mizbechi. You have a right to take him off the Mizbech and give him a psak Misa right now. Even though he's in the middle of doing the Avodah. you see that killing him is more stronger than the avodah. We'll take him off the mizbeach, we'll stop him from doing the avodah in order to give him a misa. But providing he didn't start the mamish doing the avodah yet. But if we started already, because we dashim me'im mizbechi v'loy me'al. If the kohen was already on top of the mizbech doing the avodah, then we do not stop him. But just mean to say we stop him from before we could stop him. So even though he wants to do the avodah, we say no. If you chayiv miso, you have to come to din Torah now. That's more important. If so, retzichut achia. What should deches avodah? That we kill a kohen even though he wants to do the avodah now, and still we ain't a deches a Shabbos. That's the more we just had before. That we Bezdin does not kill anybody on Shabbos. Bezdin has no right to kill on Shabbos. Yeah. Now the Gemara says that was a Yechon's terrors back. But I'll prove to you now, Shabbos you can't be nidcha. A mace mitzvah, you can't bury a mace mitzvah on Shabbos. And my proof is from Ritzicha. It's just the evil those things that are deicher avoidah, it's not necessarily it's deicher Shabbos. Just like Ritzicha, Ritzicha is deicher the avoidah, but it's not deicher Shabbos. You know, the same thing mace mitzvah. Even though a mace mitzvah is deicher the avoidah, you don't do the avoidah if you have to take care of a mace mitzvah, but maybe it's not deicher Shabbos. Now the Gemara Sakasha, Ritzicha gufa titcha to Shabbos. Now Ritzicha says back, okay. But I'll tell you a kal v'chomer though, that it should be mutter for Bezdin to kill somebody on Shabbos. Enoch Nami. This also should be mutter. So it's like it says back, Lechura, that Ritzicha gufa titcha to Shabbos. Killing somebody should also be mutter on Shabbos, as Bezdin wants to kill him. Mikal v'chomer, another kal v'chomer also like this. Mar avoida. Just like the question of bringing karbonos on Shabbos. Shed deicha to Shabbos, you're allowed to make a shchita, make havorah on a korban, on Shabbos, even though you're being deicha Shabbos. Still, the klal is Ritzicha Deicha Oisom, that Ritzicha stops the Avodah. Shenemar the Pesuk says Me'im Mizbechi Tikachen Olamos. If you have a kohen that wants to do the Avodah and he kills somebody, there's a shalom din misa upon him. We stop him from doing the Avodah and we bring it better to Bezdin to be killed. To see that Bezdin has a right to kill somebody, even though it means stopping him from doing the Avodah. If so, Shabbos Shenitzchus Mei Avodah is the Indian of Avodah. Is stronger than Shabbos. You're allowed to bring kabbonis on Shabbos. And so, Eimer Din Shetei Ritzicha Deichaisa, isn't it a swar that you should be allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos? You're allowed to bring kabbonis on Shabbos. Still, to kill somebody is stronger than kabbonis. We take a coin away from the avoidum if he has to be killed. And so, Shabbos, that's not so strong, cannot stop avoid. You're allowed to do avoidum on Shabbos. So Ritzicha, that's even stronger than Avodah, should for sure break Shabbos. So the Chur Tzakal V'Chayma, you should be, Bezdin should be allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. So that's the Kasha. Now, Sugya, before we said, Pshita, you're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. Bezdin can't kill somebody on Shabbos. How do we know it? I have a Kal V'Chayma to say yes, you should be able to kill somebody on Shabbos. My Rav's Rav answered back like this. Kfar Poska Tonad Rabbi Shmuel. It was already learned in the Beis Medrash of the Vei Rabbi Shmuel, Rashi says, L'dachi Shabbos. We already learned, he said a clear statement, you should know, you are not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. Why? The Torah of the Vei Rabbi Shmuel, they learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. The Pesuk says, L'sevar u'esh. You're not allowed to burn fire on Shabbos. L'sevar u'esh. Not tamalem, what does the Pesuk mean? Because tomorrow, my tamalem, what are you asking me a question for? The Pesuk says clearly what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't burn fire on Shabbos. And it's machlekes, what does it mean? Ilo Rabbi Yossi the Lav Yotis. Rabbi Yossi Shita is that since the Torah says Loi Sevaru, and really it should be Bechlav the Lamates Melachis. So why does the Pesuk have to say specially Loi Sevaru? It means to teach us that Havara is the Lav Yotis. That if you burn a fire on Shabbos, you're not Chayiv Skila, you're not Chayiv Misa, but it's only a Lav. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. That the extra Pesuk of Loi Sevaru, Eish, Bechol Moshe Seichem, is teaching us that it's a love on Shabbos, not more, it's only a love. And Ilu Rabbi Nosson, the other manimah says no. Ilu Rabbi Nosson, I'll tell you, it's lechalik yotis. It's coming lechalik to teach us that I would have thought to say, if you do 10 malachas on Shabbos, maybe you only chayiv one time a korban. How do I know if each malacha separately you chayiv a korban? From this pasuk of Leshavaru. Here the Torah says it separately, that by itself you chayiv a korban. So if you're going to come to teach us that all the other lama test malachas, you chayiv each one separately. And earn. Turn over. To the Tanya, like we learned, it says Havara. That's what the Torah says by Shabbos. Leisavaru Eish.
Havor l'olav yotzeis has come to teach us that if you make a fire on Shabbos, you're not chayiv skid l'fap rilav melacha. You're only over l'olav. Did Rabbi Yosef? That's Rabbi Yosef's shita. Rabbi Nosson Oimer l'chalik yotzeis. No, it's coming l'chalik yotzeis. It's come to tell us that you get misa separately. Rashi says l'chalik yotzeis min haklal. The laman al haklal kula yotzeh. Don't say osim l'chol melachas belam achas ena chayiv l'achas. Don't think of a guy that all lama tes melachas on Shabbos only chayiv one carbon. L'kach yotzeh. Therefore, this comes out le'sevaru. Teach us separately that if you do this melacha according to Rabbi Yonasan, it's a regular melacha. Just come to teach us that you have a chayiv carbon by for this separately. To come to teach us just like this, you have a separate chayiv chatis more than any other av melacha you do. Even if you do 10 av melachas on one Shabbos, you chayiv 10 carbonis. That's where Rabbi Yonasan learns. So I call upon this pasuk of Leisavar Reish, we need. In the Zohar, I think it says Leisavar Reish means you shouldn't have a machoikas on Shabbos. Like an Eish, it means an Eish in you. You shouldn't burn up a fire in you. And when you get into a machoikas, an argument, you make a fire and you get hot. So the Zohar says in Leisavar Reish, goes in, you shouldn't have any arguments on Shabbos. Shabbos, Shalom, also says it's supposed to be Shalom, peaceful on Shabbos. Shouldn't have any arguments. Shouldn't even burn up a fire in you yourself on Shabbos. But according to one of Nigla is that we lashen it either lav yotzes or lechalik yotzes. But you shouldn't make a real fire on Shabbos. So what do you ask? What is the pasuk for? Pshita. We learn that from this pasuk. Elo, rather, the question was like this. Elo amar rova tono moishovas kashale. What does the pasuk say? Like sevaru eish v'chol moishvaseichem. What does it have to say? V'chol moishvaseichem wherever you live. Called pshita. It's not a mitzvah tluy baritz. Vishleim a mitzvah like meiser. Totally things that grew out of the ground. It's not an answer to the pasuk says don't make a fire. There's no difference where you are, whether you're in Alaska, America, or Arizona. It doesn't make a difference. So what's the pasuk say the chol moshe sechem for? That's the question. Tana my shabbos kashale my shabbos not tamalei. But what's the pasuk have to say the chol moshe sechem wherever you live? Michti, let's see. Shabbos chayves hagufim. Shabbos is a chayves haguf, right? It's telling you no matter where you are, you have to keep Shabbos. You have to be a shomer Shabbos. The chayvus aguf, we know any mitzvah the Torah gives upon you, like tefillin and tzitzis, a chayv upon your guf that has nothing to do with the ground where you are. The hegas bein baritz bein mechutz laritz. We know all mitzvahs are made mechutz laritz. The only things that are special about Eretz Yisrael are the mitzvahs are tluyas baritz. The mitzvah of maaseh, truma, challah, things that come out of Eretz Yisrael, there we have special halachis. But mitzvahs the chayvus aguf, totally in the person himself, treat them wherever you are. Did so, my shoulders across Rachman alumni. What does the pasuk have to say especially here? Leisavaru eish, the chol mashvaseichem, wherever you live. Treat them wherever you live. There's an av malacha not to burn fire or else alav. This was the question. And the answer is, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Oma, Talmud Echad, and Rabbi Shmuel one Talmud said, the three shenema, since the pasuk says, Leyiya b'ish chet nishbat modis. For whom? It's not be a person did a chet. We have to kill him. But this is the mitzvah essay for Bezin to kill somebody. And it says, ki yiyah b'yish chet mishbat, the person did an avera, they chayiv misa, mishbat mavis lumas. There's a mitzvah essay to kill him. So Shemaya from this pasuk I would hear, Shemaya ni bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. I would have thought to say, maybe there's a mitzvah to kill somebody even on Shabbos. Listen, if Bezin comes out with a psak on Shabbos that the person is chayiv misa, the pasuk says, "Tiyah biyishchet mishum mavis v'umas." You have to kill him even on Shabbos. If so, I v'amani nekayim. What would I do with the other pasuk that says clearly, "Mechaleho meifumas"? That the pasuk says you're not allowed to be mechale Shabbos. If you're mechale Shabbos, you're chayev nisa. So the chur pshit the bezin can't go and kill somebody on Shabbos. They're doing a malacha. Ritzicha is a malacha. Killing somebody is a malacha. It's a chaburo. So the chur bezin is doing a malacha. So the pasuk says, "Mechaleho." Whoever is mechale Shabbos meifumas. So what does the Bezin gain? By killing them, we're going to end up killing them. What do we gain? The Chur shouldn't kill on Shabbos. So I would have said, no, the Shar Malachas chutz the Mises Bezin. I would say, this pasuk of Mechaleho, Meis Yumas, you know when there's a Chiyav Misa? Out of Bezin. If a regular person does a Chet, he's Chiyav Misa. But maybe if Bezin goes and kills somebody on Shabbos, maybe they're Mutter. The pasuk says, Ki Yiyah B'yish Chet Mishpas Modis, Fumas. Maybe you can kill him even on Shabbos. That's the question. Maybe your business is to kill somebody on Shabbos. The other story is no. Or Yaina, maybe not that way. Ela Fila Mrs. Bezdin. Maybe even Bezdin is not allowed to kill on Shabbos. So I have a doubt. I'm not sure. Well, how should I dash in this pasuk? Samar says, If so, if you want to say that Bezdin is not allowed to, what would I do with the first pasuk of Humas? That Bezdin has to kill the person that deserves to be killed? I'll answer your question, B'chayim. That only goes on the weekdays. Avulei b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos maybe Bezdin is not allowed to kill. Oh yeah, maybe not. That's where you'll feel b'Shabbos. That's our sources. That's our balance. We have two pesukim here: Mechalel Mishumas and Vuhumas. Kiyah Bishchet Mishpat Moves Vuhumas. So we don't know is it pertaining to Shabbos or not. On this, how do I know you're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos from our pesuk here? Talmud Lema the pesuk says Loisivaru Eish B'Chol Mishvaseichem. Means even in Bezdin, that even in Bezdin, Bezdin's not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. Well, how on the way, another pasuk says, how on the way, the pasuk by Midbrit says, for all you elo lechem, lechukas mishpat, lederaseichem lechol mashvaseichem. So, chukas mishpat means a psak of bezdin, lechol mashvaseichem. So, you see, when the Torah says the word, lechol mashvaseichem, it means in a bezdin. If so, ma mashavas omalahalem, bezdin, just the term by Midbalamad hey. When it says "V'hoyeh elu lachem l'chukas mishpat l'derasechem," it means in Bezdin that af moishavas omakan and our pasuk of loisavaru esh v'chol moishvaseichem. You know what the extra pasuk of v'chol moishvaseichem means? That even in Bezdin, Bezdin is not allowed to make a fire to kill somebody on Shabbos. Af moishavas omakan Bezdin, and so v'chol moishvaseichem means even in Bezdin. And the Yom Rachmona, what does the Torah say? Loisavaru esh v'chol moishvaseichem. Here's a clear psak, that's what Tanakh Rabbi Shimon meant. Here there's a clear apostate to say that Bezdin is not allowed to kill on Shabbos. So maybe even though you have it, your shlokas had a kalvachayma svara to say you should be able to kill somebody on Shabbos, but that the apostate says clearly no, they're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. So since you can't kill somebody on Shabbos, that's what Rabbi Yechonin said, hu adin, a meis mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mechala Shabbos to bury him on Shabbos either. That made Nisa's Bezdin is tachiyach. Just like Bezdin cannot kill somebody on Shabbos, the same way you cannot bury somebody on Shabbos. Now, Omer Abayis says, Hashtu the Yarmut. Now that you're telling me, Ein Ritzich Berchus Shabbos, that Bezdin is not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos, if so, maybe, Ein Ritzich Berchus Es Avoida. Hashtavna Akavu Chayimut to say, that if a Kohen wants to do the Avoida, we should not stop him to be killed. Let him first do the Avoida, and after the Avoida, you should go take him to be killed. Nikavu Chayimut. Umar Shabbos should nichud with me avoida. Mother Shabbos is not so strong that you're allowed to bring kabbonis on Shabbos. You see, avoida is stronger than Shabbos. Still, ain't ritzicha doichoiso. Ritzicha killing somebody is not mutter to do on Shabbos. If so, avoida, the strong thing of bringing kabbonis, she doichas a Shabbos. That's even stronger than Shabbos. You're allowed to bring kabbonis on Shabbos. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a svaro? Shloite ritzicha doichoiso. That for sure, ritzicha to killing the kohen should not be permissible. If the shal of the kohen wants to do the avoda, maybe we're not allowed to kill him. Let him first do the avoda. The Gemara's question: what good you have a kavu chayma? But there's a pasuk. If the Gemara Ella is so though, hodich siv. That's what the pasuk says. Meim mizbechi tikachen olamus. Aye, the pasuk says, take the kohen even from the mizbeach. Mash, even though he wants to do the avoda, still you have to stop him. Hatei maybe no. Hahu lekorban yochid. Maybe that's only talking about if a kohen wants to bring a korban yochid. The kohen wants to bring a private korban. That's not so strong. That's not deicha Shabbos. A korban yochid is not deicha Shabbos. So such a korban, we take him to be killed, and he can't do the korban because it's not so strong. So deicha Shabbos, you can't bring a korban yochid on Shabbos. Mashenka a korban tzibur. That's deicha Shabbos. Maybe if a kohen wants to do a korban tzibur, we have no right to take him to be killed. Avoid this Zecher Ritzicha. We should let the Kohen first bring the carbon fever, and then we'll take him to be killed. How do we know the thing not like this? I'm a Rabbi say, I'll tell you like this. Leite Ritzicha. So that's one story I want to say. This is a story now. The Chur Rabbi is saying now, once we say Ritzicha is not Zecher Shabbos, who are then the Chur Ritzicha should not be Zecher a carbon fever. That's a good story. We'll see what the Maskan is. That's what he wants to say. He holds like this, Taka. That Ritzicha will not be Zecher a carbon fever. And then Rav Rava says another svar. Amar Rava, loytei ritzicha deicha korban yochid. Even stronger now, that a ritzicha should not even stop a korban yochid mitzav chayma. Oma yomtiv, shenitzchiv afnei.